Oh shit, is this another episode, dog?
Live.
Going live.
We're going to the moon.
Oh shit. What the fuck? Damn. It's getting litty titty over here.
Boots, pants, boots and pants.
And boots and what?
Shit.
Boots and pants, boots and pants.
Fucking right. We're back. Ready to fatality fools out here, dog.
Oh shit, that got me all hyped up.
Damn, I knew that would get you.
I know.
Little throwback for you.
I wish I can say a lot, but I'm not. But it sucks. No spoiler alerts, but that movie was sick.
Hey, chill. I'm trying to see it soon.
Yeah. I told you this weekend, but your boy had plans, so yeah, he might have to rent HBO Max on his own. HBO Plus.
Damn, Skinemax? Did you? What the?
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? I went back old right there.
Damn.
But,
hey, so we got to let the listeners know, for those that are audio only, guess what? Cave Dallers? Dallers?
Are you having a seizure or something? Or what?
I was just thinking dollars because all I've been looking at all day is these stonks. But anyways, yeah. So before we get into that, yeah, guess what, guys? We're here. If you're seeing this, hello, welcome to the show. And yeah, it's pretty cool. Now we're stepping into a new level of the podcast.
Yeah, new level of recording. So
a new, what would they say? This will be the X factor.
No, we're going to the next tier, dog. We're into the yellow tier now.
Ah, I feel you.
Yeah.
What are we? I think we're green tier right now. Yeah. This is a green tier only place.
Oh yeah, you know us.
Oh, wait, except for the mosquitoes,
the Mickeys.
Except for those bitch ass mosquitoes.
We're here, and we're not queer. But anyways, as we're recording, today is Tuesday, May the 4th be with you. So shout out to, Star Wars. Who even created that?
I don't know. Fucking Han Solo knows about this nerd shit.
Yeah.
But I like anime, but fuck Star Wars, fool.
Yeah. You're not a Star Wars guy?
Eh.
No?
Like, to a point.
To a point.
Not really, but yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but it's crazy. Confused. Today's not only May 4th or May the 4th be with you, but today or this week as we're recording, we all heard and we talked about Doge Day, fucking 420 and all that, the hype.
I think it was the exact opposite of what it came out to be.
Yeah.
Obviously, for those that were paying attention and witnessing this.
Yeah, it was more like this.
Okay. That might have been the case then, but what about now?
So, like I said, as we're recording, Elon Musk is going on the show, the comedy skit?
SNL.
Yeah, SNL.
All you gotta say is SNL.
Yeah, SNL. He's coming on Saturday Night Live. And there's been a lot of hype behind it. And basically, we all know, and we talked about on the last podcast, that Elon is now considered the Doge father.
Right.
And so there's been speculation going on about him going on SNL. And everyone's speculating that he's going to be obviously talking about Doge. So there's a lot of hype going on. And being that he's tweeted about Doge before, it skyrockets. Doge skyrockets.
So which are you telling me that this weekend is just going to pop off on some stupid levels or what?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be stupid levels. But I did bring up an article. Let's go ahead and look that up. I'll get that ready.
Oh, shit.
But basically, Elon has throughout this whole, couple months, he's been talking about Doge, and his whole thought and theory behind that is that he says with his example was with love comes irony. Irony feeds the love and love feeds the irony. So what better yet that this person who I don't know the actual creator of Dogecoin, but Dogecoin was created as it was a meme. It was a, basically to make fun of cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. And he said, being the fact that it was taken out of a joke concept and now turned into real money, and now that this is actually turning into real currency, there's been a lot of hype. And in the beginning, it was a fraction of a penny. What, 0.5 it started off? Something like that. Don't quote us on that. But it started off as a fractions of a penny. And now that it started slowly going up, he's been hyping it up about that, like, his whole thing is, like I said, is that this was created as a joke, and now the joke is actually becoming real.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting a lot of shit, but he don't straight out give a fuck. But yeah, he's gonna do this.
Why would he? He's a billionaire.
Exactly, exactly. But
let's be like, bro, how many penny fucking stocks does he have?
Like they say, how do rich become richer?
Dude.
Yeah, crypto. So
this is the new way.
I pulled up this article or this video that this guy is talking about. Let's go ahead and play it real quick.
Elon Musk is going to host SNL, and there's been a ton of backlash from the Saturday Night Live cast, comedians, celebrities, fans, and to be honest, the outrage is dumb. A few SNL cast members have tweeted their disapproval of the Doge father hosting.
So, where is this going with this guy? Now been deleted. What's this about?
People are upset for different
reasons. I knew that yeah. Already people were upset.
Yeah.
Like, they were stupid. You know what? It was funny to me because I thought about this, and I was just like, it doesn't really make any sense for him to be there other than they know that it's going to be talked about so much that it's just going to go
exactly.
It's going to go viral.
And that's what they're saying.
So for them to pick for the whoever runs the show, for him to like, hey, let's ask Elon to come on. They knew what they were doing. They know that's just going to cause so much commotion. That's like, it's going to go, all those clips are going to go viral.
Yeah. The thing is, like they said, Elon's not a comedian, but when it comes to the senior executives,
he's a troll, right? He likes to troll, right?
When it comes to the senior executives, they go for the plays, obviously, the clickbait and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Elon, everyone knows Elon. My son knows Elon, and he's only 7 years old.
Of course.
And it's like, Elon is known for so many things, good, bad, whatever you want to say about it. But it's like, obviously, he is a big believer in crypto, being the fact that he does accept Bitcoin as a currency to buy a Tesla. But yeah, guys, like we said last time, invest.
Is Elon an alien?
I think so. To the moon, Papa.
Damn.
Yeah, to the moon. He actually emailed me earlier. He might be calling in. He wanted to chime in on some stuff. But
interesting. I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah. It was real crazy. The way he emailed me, I was like, Elon, are you talking crazy or are you an alien? Because the shit that he was saying, it was ridiculous. But
I'm surprised he has your direct email. That's interesting.
Well, I don't want to say too many things, but yeah. I'm on that loop.
Fuck. How come you never told me about this?
Yeah. But one thing I got started thinking at work in my twisted ass mind.
Oh, shit. This might be scary. Here, what's going on?
Let me take a break.
Who knows what's going on in that beautiful fucking coconut head of yours?
Coconut head? I'm a coconut. I'm brown on the ice outside, hard on the outside as well, but white and soft on the inside.
You have a thick husk. Yeah.
Look at this face. How can you say, look at this face, it's Mexican?
Bro, I can't fucking put this shit on. I can't be seen this shit.
But, what I was thinking about, so we've talked about on the side, and being the fact that I have kids, you're always telling me you're a good investor, you look into stuff, and like you're telling me like a couple weeks ago, like, oh yeah, you got to get some savings bonds. And it got me thinking, it was in the back of my brain. I'm like, saving bonds is old school. Got me thinking, you know what? What about investing crypto for the kids? Mm-hmm. Like put a G-bone or something, 5Gs, and just like walk away.
Yeah.
Post and ghost.
Yeah.
Don't touch it. But it got me thinking. And guys, like Joe says.
You know what you said is very true though. Because they showed the trends of what you get in the returns, and maybe before, back in the day, it was good, but compared to now,
it's shit.
Yeah.
And so, and that's what made me think, because I actually did my research, and now everything's digital and whatnot. So it's like, before you would buy that savings bonds for your little mijo or mija, and you actually got a physical copy, like your birth certificate or something, like, hey, you have $10,000 in Edison or whatever. And I don't know how savings bonds work. Do they tell you exactly? Like, hey, if you wait, when you buy a savings bond, hey,
you can't pull it out for like 20, 30 years.
Yeah, like you're leasing it. Like, hey, I'm putting this up front. I can't touch it until 20 years, but I'm going to get this in return.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I didn't know that.
It depends on the interest rate.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, the interest rate, that's fixed. Once they tell you your interest rate, if the market goes up and down, that doesn't change. Because once you sign those paper, guys, that's it. You're locked in. Mm-hmm. So it got me thinking.
So probably that's why the interest rates were so good back in the day that they don't make the same return as
exactly.
Now,
right? Yeah. Because money's different now. But
the interest rates
were
probably a lot higher back then.
Yeah. We print money now. We don't. Yeah, it's exactly. Not gold. But anyway, so I was like, it got me really thinking, guys. And basically, I was like, you know what? How about just invest into crypto for my kids as a future for them? And it really got me thinking, like, okay, this is my thinking, guys. Don't go off of what I'm thinking, but how would I do that? To sign up to buy crypto, you obviously have to put your information, your social, your name and all that. And so that belongs to you. So if I was to do it for my son, do I put his information and keep it for him?
No.
Or I just keep it in my account?
Keep it in your account.
Yeah?
But you keep...
Don't touch it. Yeah, don't touch that coins.
You keep record of what the amount and time, and you have to record all that.
Okay, so for example, if let's say I have 10,000 coins personally, I buy 5,000 for one kid, 5,000 for another kid, so 10 belongs to me, well, 5 to them, and never touch it.
Technically, you could... get in physical crypto wallets and then put it on that drive.
That's where I wanted to go with that. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because
Just think about it like this. Now, it's like putting your debit card on a flash drive.
Like I was thinking, like, you know, I have my checking and I have my savings, but in crypto, like, can I have my...
You have a crypto wallet.
Yeah, exactly. So like I can take away some cryptocurrency and put it into a certain folder and just keep it there?
Exactly.
Okay, got it. There you go, actually, guys. You're welcome.
And you actually have a physical...
So it would be all tied under me, but I just put a certain coinage in one folder.
Imagine this. That's why they had that whole thing where, dude, the guy had Bitcoin on his computer, but then he realized, like, holy fuck, there was millions on that computer, and then when he threw it away, he went back and looked for it because there's no other way to... Remember there was a story about a few years ago, this guy, he threw away an old computer, and then that's around the time after he found out Bitcoin skyrocketed. Mm. He's like, dude, there's no other way to get my Bitcoin is literally physically in the computer.
Oh, I never heard of that. That's just crazy.
Yeah, and he never found it.
Damn, that boy gone down, fucked up.
Yeah.
Too bad his name's not Aaron.
So literally... millions just disappeared. And especially now.
That's probably how you felt.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so remember, don't leave your crypto wallet and throw it away. That's
plain and simple. Don't throw away your laptop. I wouldn't even never throw away my laptop.
Well, you would never
shit in there.
Yeah, you would never put your like all your things and then just be like, oh, this file cabinet full of all my information, and then toss it out and like without destroying it.
Like I actually had to get rid of a laptop one time.
Did you shoot it?
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, your boy back in the day, but before he had kids.
Hey, how do I know these things?
All I had was Manuela and Pamela Anderson. And let's just say that was before porn was free and at its easy convenience. So you know how you would get viruses back in the day. Uh-huh. Long story short, basically, I think I started getting viruses on my computer because that shit would turn on in the middle of the night. Who knows if it was fucking...
Damn, you on that LimeWire, son?
Yeah, no, way after that. But it was like, who knows if it was your boy fucking from Facebook trying to watch me and shit.
Mm, Zuck.
Yeah, fucking Zuck fuck. But anyways, it got a virus. I had to get rid of it. I had some encrypting shit in there, so I the best thing I know how to get rid of something is fucking shoot it up. So your boy took it to the desert, fucking shot it up a shitload of times, and then after that I still came home and smashed it with a hammer and then threw it away. But
damn, they never found your goat pornography after that.
Nah, no bestiality for me. No bestiality.
No fucking for me. Rottweiler shit in there, dog.
Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy. Anything else fucking going on? We're going now to the yellow tier. I don't know if you heard.
Sad to say, you probably watch more news than I do.
I didn't see it on the news.
Oh yeah, no. Saw it online.
Yeah,
And even then, I'm not really even much on social media anymore. Just like quick, pa 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 pa, and I'm out.
Dog.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Facebook. Nah.
Let's just agree to disagree. But yeah, I saw it there. And yeah.
I didn't even want to talk to
you. Yeah. Anyways. But yeah, we're going to the yellow tier. It's the last tier. Everything's getting more calmer. We're going back to the real world. But I always bring it up, like things we missed and whatnot. But the one thing I didn't even know, the new stadium was opened up, and they actually hosted SoFi.
Oh, yeah. Okay, they had a concert all vaccinated people.
Exactly. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know if it was ready or already.
Oh, yeah, dude, they've been playing games and shit in there.
Already?
Duh, dog.
Oh, damn. So when did it officially open up?
Like 2020.
Oh, yeah, 2020. So I actually pulled up the set list. So it was a concert purely for vaccinated people. And the crazy thing about this is, like, we're fully vaxxed, but they said, President Biden, that we're allowed to not wear a mask outside, but when we're indoors specifically, I mean, not indoors, outdoors, around a large people like stadiums and whatnot, we have to wear the mask. Mm-hmm. But it made me think, I'm like, hey, let me look up the lineup. First off, it was called Vax Live, and Selena Gomez hosted it. Did you ever watch any of the footage or anything?
No. Okay. I just heard about it. I was like, yeah, that's cool.
I brought up a couple videos, which I'm going to play in a little while.
You know what? Don't get me fucking started on having to get vaccinated to go to shows.
No, I know. Tell me about it. Hey, your boy right here, I'm getting my shot. I have too many concerts lined up. You know, I'm just kind of forced to get that shot. I'm not afraid. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I was kind of waiting on that more permanent fucking long hauler vaccine. But I got too many concerts lined up, guys. And the way the rules are, the Wild Wild West says you got to get checked 3 days before you actually attend the concert. And if you don't get tested or you're negative, I mean, or if you're positive, you get your money back. But if you don't get tested before and you're not vaccinated, you lose your money. So I'm kind of forced to get the shot, guys. You know what? I don't want to take that risk where I can't find a place, because now that the virus, the numbers are going down, I'm pretty sure test sites are like kind of declining on where they're not on every corner anymore like they used to be. Now it's more vaccination sites. But yeah, I'm getting the vaccine, guys. Hey, I'm ready to go to concert. I'm ready to get outdoors. Are you?
Yeah, that's kind of been my dilemma I've been thinking about, because there's a few shows lined up. And then thinking about, like, dude, I don't feel like I'm in any danger. I feel, you know, it should be more of a choice, but they are making it seem like that the shot or the vaccine is 100% foolproof, but it's not. Mm-hmm. There's already been cases where people have gotten and still gotten sick.
Yeah.
You're just supposed to get sick lesser.
Mm-hmm.
So in thinking and saying all that, it's like, I think it should just be a choice, but yeah, it looks like you're being forced to.
It's a choice to a point. It depends. If you're not going to travel anywhere, you're not going to go to any concerts anytime soon.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Take your time and wait. But if you're traveling.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you want to do shit.
Yeah. You have to kind of get it.
It's so, not like you kind of. You
yeah,
do.
Yeah, you do. You jump through so many hoops and hurdles. But yeah, I brought up this concert because I was curious. So I brought up the concert. Like I said, Vax Live, Selena Gomez hosted it. Campaign chairs. We had Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duke and the Duchess. And then performances by Jennifer Lopez, Eddie Vedder, Foo Fighters. I'm not going to say that name because I don't even know who the fuck is Balvin.
No, Balvin.
Okay, whatever. He's probably European.
And no, he's actually like Dominican or something, Puerto Rican or something.
And then we got her. You know her? Her.
I've heard of her.
Oh, okay.
It's her.
Yeah. And then appearances by Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck. I don't even know who the other one. Chrissy
Teigen.
Teigen?
Yeah, she's the one that she's pretty hot but annoying.
I have no idea.
Don't worry about it, dog.
David Letterman. Was it Gail King?
Yeah, bro, you never seen Gail before?
No, I never seen Gail. I never read the name Gail. Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And then my son, Sean Penn. Nah, the actor. And then we got Olivia Munn, and then
yeah, try saying that fucking name.
Nazamobota.
Yeah, bro. The,
yeah, anyways.
Fuck it, this fucking so, back shit.
Okay, anyways. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, well, let's move on. Cause what I really want to know is like, let me see J Lo.
Yeah, get to the good shit. Yeah. You're fucking killing me.
Okay, this we're gonna have to lower that because fucking ads. It didn't actually begin here. This memory began with that. But J Lo, what is she? She's at like in her 60s now?
50s.
50s?
Still banging it. Hey, hey, you can't be on YouTube.
Oh yeah, huh?
Calm down, oh, son. Oh
shit. Well, anyways, let's look at that body. Let's see if we can pull it up. Fast forward a nice body scene.
Oh no, this fucking camera is
Nah, we're fucking far. Oh, there we go. We got some good shots,
bro. You're fucking giving me what kind of clips are these? Should be fired right now.
Yeah.
If we had a young Jamie, hey, if you were a young Aaron, I'd fire you.
Anyways, I'll block that out from YouTube. But I really want the podcast listeners to listen to this. Fucking Bonds or not Bon Scott, but the singer of AC/DC with Joe, not Joe, fucking what's his name?
What?
The Foo Fighters guy.
Dave Grohl?
Yeah, Dave Grohl. There
Fuck,
you go.
Fuck, dude. You're all over the place.
You know me, dog?
Hey, did you fucking eat that candy bar when I wasn't looking or what?
I guess that shit has no sound. But anyways, look it up, guys.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, fucking YouTube. But, yeah, it was crazy. And it got me thinking, it's just, it would kind of suck to go in a mosh pit with a mask on.
Oh.
Imagine that. But then at my age, I'm
you
like...
You have to wear a mask now at the show still?
Yeah, you do. Because, that's what I was going to bring up. I was trying to show that footage, but I couldn't find it. But, yeah, they do still require the people to wear masks. So it's like, let's host a concert for the only people that are vaccinated.
Hey, I didn't want
to. But you still have to follow the guidelines.
I didn't want to bring this up, and obviously it's personal to you, but when you have that one family member that you haven't seen in a while, hey, I'm fully vaccinated, but I'm going to sit there with the mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You could get touch on that if you want to, not too detailed or whatever, but this is the whole thinking. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Allen, how he grunts it?
Yeah.
But I'm going to fucking say in
the
Spanish.
The Mexican way?
Yeah, Mexican grunt.
Tell me. Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Both languages, guys.
Bilingual cave.
Damn. That's how you do it, dog. But yeah, everything's getting back to normal so far. Like I said, we're going on the yellow tier, guys. Hopefully everything goes back to normal. I don't know. I'm getting sick and tired of wearing this mask. I don't know if you guys are experiencing with the same dilemma that I'm dealing with, but I'm getting some pimples like around the mask area right here, around my mustache, around my ear and whatnot. But I'm ready to move on. I don't know about you.
You don't even have to ask me twice, homie.
Yeah.
I think at this point, everybody's done with this shit.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even need to be said. Maybe there's those people that they like it and they like being fucking at home all day, every day. I don't know.
Yeah, there's some people. Like, there's those people that don't give a fuck that, like, we're going to go two more years? Hey, we need to do it. Like, it's for the people. Yeah, we'd rather be safe than sorry, guys. But yeah, it's happening.
It's wild, man.
Yeah. Oh shit, we got a phone call.
Oh, answer it.
Let's see, I have to look it up on the soundboard. Go ahead, get it, dog.
Click. What the hell is going on here?
Hello. Who is this? Is this the Cage Allers podcast?
Oh, excuse me. Is this Elon? Is this you?
Yes, yes. Joe, I told Aaron I would be calling in. I have to hurry my rocket.
Sounds like you're burning a lot of fuel,
yes,
Elon.
I'm ready to go to the moon. Doge to the moon, baby. I'm going on SNL, guys. I'm gonna hype this bitch up, and we're gonna be rich.
Elon, you kind of sound a lot like Aaron. Is that? Are you fucking with me right now, Aaron?
Joe, no. No, I don't know what you're talking about. It's the air.
It must be the atmosphere.
Yeah, the air atmosphere entering my mask. That's a good question. I have to ask my
engineers.
My engineers about that.
Interesting. Hey, Elon. Hey, Joe. I'm going to tell you this because I've been thinking about all the Dogecoin money I've been earning. And within a few years, once it skyrockets to Saturn, I want to buy a Cybertruck with that money. Hey, when is the Cybertruck coming out? I need to know.
I need to talk to my people, but... probably next year, Joe. Next year.
Next year? Okay, sounds good. I like that.
I'm delivering some, but not a lot.
Should I get the dual battery or the triple battery? Which model should I get?
Let me think about that. Probably the dual battery. You want to go a lot of miles. A lot of miles.
Uh-huh. I got you.
Yeah.
But... Are you blasting off again, Elon?
I had to dodge an asteroid.
Do you think the government's ever going to come after you? At some point.
I don't know. I kind of hear something right now. Oh, shit. Is that the space police following me?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Space police. What the fuck? There's space police now? Oh. Hey, did you just tell us about some secret government agency we didn't know about?
Oh, shit. Hold on, Joe. I'm reaching orbit. I'm reaching orbit. And I'm there. I'm in the moon. Thank you, K-Dwellers, for having me on the podcast.
Oh.
I'm about to Dogecoin on the moon, baby.
Hopefully we get Joe Rogan numbers now. Oof. And we could buy a ranch in fucking Montana or Texas.
I gotta talk to my people about that, Joe.
All right, Elon. Well, it was really cool to have you on the show. Thank you for the exclusive information. And we'll be buying a Cybertruck soon with all my Dogecoin earnings.
Yeah. Dogecoin to the moon, baby.
Yeah. All right. See, Elon.
Yeah, Elon.
Damn.
Damn, that was crazy. I just had.
Where'd you come?
I had to pop a squat.
Damn, you came know back. Me. You came back pretty fast.
You know me with my baby bladder. Oh shit! Some breaking news.
Breaking news.
Elon just landed on the moon.
Doge just has hit $89, and we all became millionaires instantly just from that one viral clip. Can you imagine that?
Let's see. As right now, as we're recording, let's go live on the Doge. Right now, Doge, as we're recording, 54 cents. Almost there.
We were at 60 earlier today. It was quite historic.
It jumped to 59 within fucking seconds.
Folks.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're quitting the podcast. We're about to fucking go live on Epstein Island. We just got banned.
Hey, you can't say that.
No, we're buying it. We're not going to live on it. We're buying it. We're going to re-rent it.
We're going to do our own Fight Island.
Yeah, Fight Island, re-rent it. How do you say it? I'm having a seizure.
You've been having a hard time with words today.
What is it called? Revamp?
Reinvent?
No, not reinvent. I don't know. Basically, we're going to change shit up. We're going to change shit up on the island. It's going to be Doge Island now. Fuck it.
You got me all read out.
Yeah. But
I wonder what's been going on with you, Papa. Are you okay?
Nah, I'm good.
Are you doing okay?
Like I said, this Doge.
Hey, this is a quality mental health check. Are you okay?
This Doge is getting into my head, guys. I'm sorry.
Got you a little lightheaded.
Yeah. But you know where I'm at? I'm in the heavens right now. Fucking with that Doge.
All right, guys. I don't know what
Got more shit. Oh yeah. So some things I wanted to bring up. One thing, I don't know if you heard about it, but
hey, you got 10% of shit left to do, so make it quick.
Yeah. But basically, I don't know if you heard, but the World War III speculation is going on with everything, with the COVID and everything going on. Yes. Do you think that that's a possibility with like this whole Asian hate crime, everyone hating on China and whatnot?
I don't think what it is anymore. It's more of we're not invading territories, except we're just bombing the hell out of the Middle East. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we do that. But I think as far as us trying to invade China or Russia, that would just not be good.
Well,
nobody is wanting to do that. Everything is all about cybernetic attacks.
Supposedly, it's China, Russia, and North Korea teaming up to go and fight against us. And I don't know. It's a World War III, so I'm pretty sure we're the main target. But they would literally be fighting all of us, you would assume? Do you think?
All of us? What do you mean, all of us?
Well, like France, Europe, you don't think they would team up against and with us?
See, that it would be stupid. It's stupid. No, it doesn't make sense. It's all about money. Because everything's money. The thing is, it's like you have Chinese people or that they're from that probably that are wealthy from the country that are investing here. So how would it make any sense that we're going to like start bombing each other if we have money invested in each other?
Mm-hmm.
I think what it is trade wars. Fucking espionage, trying to spy and pick up on intel and shit like that. I think that's the war.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily with guns and bombs.
Like the old style way.
Yeah, the old style way. That's kind of like, I don't want to say it's outdated because they're still doing it, but in a sense, that's like, everybody is more interested now, like, hey, how can we profit the most? Mm-hmm. That's the money war is the next big thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy because, like, back in the day, you would always see those videos of, like, was it China just rolling down the street with all their arm, like, their missiles and everything, just like, yeah, and Russia would do that, too. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy that they would do that type of stuff and just go through the street and just show and be proud of, like, all the stuff and the bombs that they have.
What do you think about that, Putin, he just put himself in office for like 12 more years. So two more terms.
Yeah.
And they're both, they're 6-year terms. So he's been in there for like, I don't know how long, but he just signed it in order that, oh, like I could be president longer.
So he can sign his own order to be president.
Yeah. Longer.
Are they communists? Russia?
They used to be.
Oh yeah.
But basically he's a dictator.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Cause
and anybody who speaks out against them, they somehow get poisoned or suicide themselves.
Same thing like China. Like all of a sudden you have the Alibaba fucking owner. He just disappears for a little bit.
Oh yeah. What happened to him?
Well, I guess he spoke out against the Chinese government.
Oh, so they fucked him up.
Yeah. All of a sudden he was gone for 3 months and he just came out and just like, oh, I didn't mean any of that I said. I was on, what does every celebrity say? I was on Ambien or something.
Yeah.
Fucking talking shit. I don't know the exact story, but yeah, he went missing and then he came back. He's like, oh, I didn't mean any of that I said.
Nobody knew where he was at for 3 months?
No one knew where he was for 3 months. He just went missing. And then, I don't know.
They fucked him up.
Ninja came back with a couple, a black eye and a couple of bruises. And was just like, nah, I don't know anything.
And they, you want to keep your fucking, your billions of dollars.
Yeah, you know Alibaba. Everyone knows Alibaba. That's the Asian or the China fucking eBay, where basically you want this one item for $50 or I can make you 100 of these items for fucking $250 type of shit. Excuse me. But yeah, it's just some crazy shit. But yeah, may the 4th be with you. All I'm going to say. But may the 4th be with us Californians. We have Governor Newsom still in office. The recall's going on. Supposedly, he's going to be getting out soon. But now that word is getting around that it's probably going to happen, we have new people running up and saying like, oh, yeah, I think I can do a better job.
Uh-huh.
The people are Caitlyn calling me.
Caitlyn Jenner, right, is running now?
Exactly.
Are you going to vote for him or her?
Honestly, one person that I heard that wants to run and everyone's pushing him to run, which that's going to be my vote, is Dr. Drew wants to be governor of California.
Oh, no shit.
And yeah, he's looking into, he even talked to Arnold Schwarzenegger himself to see, like, he's like, basically said, hey.
He wants to know what's up.
Yeah, not know what's up, but like, hey, you're a celebrity. I'm kind of a celebrity. I got a busy lifestyle. Am I going to be able to do this, A, B, and C and still be governor and still do what I want to do and aim for what I want to target in? Dr. Drew's thing is homelessness. And his thing is.
Would you vote for Dr. Drew?
Oh, fuck yeah. I would.
In a heartbeat.
In RB.
And you never really vote, huh?
I vote all the time.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I'm an avid voter.
I have to admit that my first time voting was just this past election.
Are you serious? Oh yeah, I've been a voter.
I voted for Kanye West, that's why.
Oh yeah.
Nah, not really.
But yeah, I've been voting. Probably the first vote I did was George Bush, like during the whole 9/11 after. Who was it? McCain?
Well, there was McCain
versus and George Bush.
Bush versus McCain, Bush versus John Kerry.
It was McCain, I think that was first.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the first time I voted. But yeah, when it comes down to like the whole nothing towards transgender people.
We live life. Hey, relax.
This is a Christian podcast.
What are you gonna say?
So
I have the mute button here. Where is that?
Yeah. This is a Christian podcast, so you know how Christians feel about transgender people. But me and the cave personally, I'm not voting for her because of her decisions. It's just I know what Dr. Drew's aiming for, and I listened to him since the whole coronavirus, and he's worried about this homeless epidemic. And what made me bring this up, not only that they're trying to get rid of Governor Newfuck, but can you believe this guy? So we've all know downtown LA, our homeless situation is just, it's its own pandemic. Skid Row is its own pandemic. And since the pandemic, Skid Row has obviously and honestly have gotten worse. Have you been down there since the pandemic, middle pandemic?
No, I have no reason to.
It's bad. It's so bad that I literally, to be very descriptive, not seeing the actual action take place, but the way I can describe is this person literally standing up with its legs straight, not bending at all at the knees, took off its pants, spread the cheeks to the actual mirror or fucking window glass, and literally took a shit. So from 4 feet high, you can literally see the smudge of shit hit the fucking glass and then fucking run down the glass down to the floor. These homeless people are getting creative. And
so what was the whole thing with Dr. Drew anyways?
The homelessness.
Oh, but what about it?
Oh, well, he got put on this panel to show like, how can we help the homeless? And he's like, well, most homeless, they're sick. They're addicted or they have mental issues. And he started saying some shit and they kicked him out of the fucking the panel. Mm-hmm. They're like, nah, we don't think, I think we need to give them free homes instead. They don't need rehab. Let them do their drugs. Do we want to become another San Francisco, guys? I don't think so.
But yeah. So I hope maybe it's a good idea he runs. And then if he is able to do it, then hopefully he gets fucking backing and support. Because, I mean, I don't know. I'm not to say like I'm the biggest fan of him or whatever, or I believe everything that he says. But at least what he says makes sense. Mm-hmm. Versus all these other people that are just talking to talk. And, you know, all the slick politicians, they always fucking tell you what you want to hear, but at the end of the day, nothing really happens. So
yeah,
fuck that shit.
Yeah. So to end this off, like what made me really pissed off, and to end this whole conversation, is that Governor Newfuck, he's like, well, I don't know what everyone's talking about all this homelessness. He says, we are the model to handle homelessness.
Who said Newsom?
Yeah, Nuisance.
Nuisance.
Yeah, Nuisance.
Yeah.
He says, I don't know what everyone's complaining about, homelessness, not homeless. He's like,
he's about to be voted out. Anyways.
Yeah, we are the model. We know how to handle homelessness. Yeah, the fuck, right? Get the fuck out of here. And dude, that's why you're getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, he was just all around bad decisions. And mm-hmm. then, yeah, I try not to think about it. Fucking all the stress.
That I don't know if you heard about it, creating. But apparently we have a deadline by October something. That they want all homeless people to be off the streets of Skid Row. Yeah. So
they just asked for $20 billion.
Mm. Who knows?
Might as well just print that shit.
Where do you think they're going to put them?
They haven't put them in the desert or something.
Yeah, I don't beach know. Area, Burning Man, probably.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But guys, we're not trying to depress you or stress you more out than everybody is out there. Honestly, we're just like, We're just as tripped out and fucking confused as just everybody else and trying to make sense of everything. But with this little bit of fun that we've been having with the Dogecoin, it's actually been kind of like pumping me up. And it's like, oh, hell yeah. Like, we're actually, we're doing something.
Yeah, we're moving forward.
Moving forward.
Moving forward.
So with all that said, we want to thank you for listening and tuning in. And what's up to the viewers out there? This is the first ever video live, or excuse me, not live podcast, but
yeah,
live video recording. Video, yeah. Video recording.
Basically, what's up, YouTubers? We're here and we're here to stay. Not alrighty. For a long time, but long, as long time as we can.
But a long time.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, with all that said, this is how we're going to go out.
I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad. Me too, dog. Buy
all of the things I never had. Buy all the dope I never had.
I want to form a Subi gang all around the block. Inviting Joe and Paul to the hood.
But I live with you.
Oh, boy.
Next to you.
I'm talking to Paul. Yeah. He was naming shiny lights.
Hey, fuck that fool.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys for listening and tuning into the Cage All Air podcast. We're out every Wednesday. You know where to find us, streaming on all platforms.
Yeah. Shout out cavedwellers.podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And shoot us an email if you like, cavedwellers.podcast@gmail.
Oh, yeah.
And now from YouTube, same handle. You know where to find us.
Thank you guys for tuning in. And thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Cave Dwellers.
Now that I think about it, YouTube won't see this.
They will, but they won't be hearing the music. But thank you guys.
Later.
Signing out. President, dunking on his delegates, then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it, but keep the 520s, 10s, and bins completely separate.